Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. But this one's a very special one because this one we get to highlight a new bunch of friends for us, the people from Thai Atlanta. Is
yeah,
that right, Stone?
Absolutely. Wasn't that a lot of fun? We went down to that event. Was it at the Georgia World Congress Center? It wasn't Georgia World Congress Center. It was Cobb Galleria.
Cobb, yep.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that. I liked the way that they did the breakouts. They had some great keynote speakers. But these folks are just doing some fantastic work. And one of the reasons they are is because they have people like this gentleman involved in the organization. First up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce from VectorSpan, Madhu. I'm not even going to try the last name, Madhu.
Hey, that's fine. It's Madhusudan.
So we want to talk all about Thai, but you know, before we do, let's get a little backdrop. Tell us a little bit about VectorSpan.
Well, we are a growth and exit strategy company, and we help companies think through how they should be growing or planning for their exit. And we take them through the entire life cycle of how you grow a company and then how you exit from a company.
Now, part of your strategy or marketing is being involved in Thai Atlanta, is that right?
Yeah, Thai Atlanta is actually a forum for us to give back. Mm-hmm. It's a group of entrepreneurs worldwide that have gotten together. The seed was in Silicon Valley, where a group of entrepreneurs from India actually became very successful, including, you know, one of the notable ones being the founder of Sun Microsystems.
Uh-huh.
And they got together and said, hey, you know, we've been successful and without any support systems in place. So is there something we can do to give back? And one of the ideas that came up was to put together an organization like Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And Thai, the forum was basically a forum for entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs.
And then, but it initially was exclusively for people that were from India?
Well, initially it happened to be a group of people with, you know, whose origin was India who got together to start this. But eventually it, you know, became a much more diverse group. And today, Thai is in over 65 has over 65 chapters all over the world. So we are pretty far flung.
Right.
We have several chapters in the United States, several chapters in India, several chapters in Europe. We are in Japan. We are in Australia.
Mm-hmm. So now, what has been the biggest benefit for you from being affiliated with the group?
I think it's just the variety of people you meet. The group has two categories of members. One group is called charter members,
mm-hmm.
and the other are ordinary members. The charter members are all entrepreneurs who have been very successful in their own lives, and they're now wanting to give back.
Okay.
So it's a great group of people, and it's a very enriching experience to be part of that group.
Now, you guys also work with kids, right? Weren't there some kids there for some special thing?
That's right.
Yeah, tell us about that a little bit.
Well, we have traditionally been, you know, looking at how do you bring in the spirit of entrepreneurship, especially amongst the younger kids. And today, you know, with technology being so easily accessible, it's so easy to have a high schooler start a business. So we said, okay, why don't we structure something for this group? So we have this program called TYE, or Thai Young Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And this is essentially what we've structured it as is a boot camp for them. Over about 6 months, they meet every alternate Sunday. And we bring in executives and entrepreneurs from diverse backgrounds who come and actually take them through a structured program. And at the end of it, they put together a business plan, they attend a business plan competition. And what you saw the other day in at the Cobb Galleria was their presentations. And then the local round selects a couple of teams to go to the nationals. And then there's an international competition where...
Now, this group, are they individuals, or they you form teams for them, or how does that team form?
They're all teams, and they we typically have about 40 students in a group, and they break out and have groups of 6-7 in a group.
But you just let them on their own figure that out?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, because team chemistry is important.
Didn't we talk with Raj Rajan, who is here, by the way? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, glad to be here, Stone. Sorry I'm running a few minutes behind.
No worries. We're glad to have you. But didn't we talk about the idea of maybe having some of these kids come through the studio?
Yeah.
So I think that would be – we're still up for that? We're working on that in the background? Katie Elizabeth, who is also with us, has given us the thumbs up. It's okay to say hi, Katie.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, I think that could be really exciting. So I'm looking forward to that.
Now, Raj, that Ty Atlanta has five pillars of the that support the life cycle of the entrepreneur. We're talking, I guess, of the first pillar. This is the beginning of the life cycle. You want to start kind of educating them and motivating them and inspiring them at this early age, right?
Absolutely. So when we talk about the life cycle of the entrepreneur, we look at entrepreneurs can be at all ages, right? Obviously, you want students to be trained. That's the obvious cycle. But there's a whole bunch. So our pillars are designed for people to give back and continue to be entrepreneurial in everything that they do throughout their careers, 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. So we start with the high school kids, which actually gives us, like, they should be contributing for the next 50 years.
Right. Right? What's it called, future value or present value?
It's the paid forward, like, right. Trigger early, right? I mean, it's like the, I like to call it like the, it's like the neutron bomb. You get the first nucleus and get it, broken out and get the chain reaction going, and you start young, and that should it go on, right? So we also have, that's our first pillar, TYE. Great, that's the young age. We take a similar program, and we have called TYE Accelerator. This is for anyone who wants to start a business. They're out of college. They've been working. They have careers. They could be 60-year-olds and retired, or they could be 25 years old right out of college, right, or in college in some cases. And they want to start a business. They have some ideas. And we have an accelerator program that helps them, guides them through the entire process of creating ideas, refining ideas, making sure it's a good idea, and then building their startup either to organically grow it or to be able to get funding. Right? And we do that through a structured best practices training education. We provide mentors during those educations. We have our CMs and other mentors actually train them in leading the sessions.
Are you a CM, Madhu?
Yeah, actually, we have about 100 charter members in Atlanta.
Uh-huh, got it.
So charter members aren't necessarily the people who were the first to become part of TYE. They're more the people who have successfully exited?
Yeah. So just to give you, charter members always says they're first members of TYE, right, or any organization. But TYE, we had a little bit of a dilemma because, charter members became – essentially, our mentor members are successful execs who are willing and able, and entrepreneurs who are willing and able, key, willing and able to give back.
So you don't want someone that just says, I'm in, put me on some list, and then never is actively involved. They have to be actually actively involved.
Absolutely. We require them actually, minimum requirements. They got to speak at an event once a year, and they got to participate in two mentoring sessions.
So CM could be a certified mentor or a consistent mentor.
I like it. Double meaning, right? Absolutely. So, but historically, because of that term, it's become CM. But really, there are pillars, role models, people aspire to be like them. And these are people are truly, they don't have to give back, but they're coming back and paying it forward, which is genuine role models that we want to create, right? So in TYEX, one of the great things that, we talk about, age is not a barrier, right? You see accelerators and other groups that focus on young kids or college students.
Right.
We don't care about age. We also don't care if you're working full-time or not. And our programs are done in the evenings, nights and weekends to help anyone who wants to be an entrepreneur or wants to be better at being an entrepreneur get done. One of the coolest things we have in our current TYEX startup session that's going on, I think today's the last day, we have a gentleman who retired from the Navy and who's on a pension, living on a pension from the Navy, and is bootstrapping a startup, right? Okay. And we are, he was just blown away. And he's gone through this program, and he's been extremely thankful and helpful, for Ty being helpful in helping him learn and get better and opening up the doors and make the connects, right? I mean, that's what we want, to help people pursue their entrepreneurial dreams and do it well and, you know, do good. That's all we ask from them. So that's TIEX is the second pillar.
Right.
The third pillar we actually focus on is called COBA, Council of Board Advisors, and it's focused on profitable companies, right? And you go back and say, why do profitable companies need mentoring? Like, you, somehow people got into a business, they're bootstrapped it, they're successful, they got a certain level, maybe they reached 5, 10, in some cases even 100 million in revenue, right? But they don't have the skills to scale beyond that. They don't have the right group of advisors. There are right people there to help them. And why is it important for us to help them is because if you look at, you know, our impact on the community, helping entrepreneurs all in all the different life cycles, right, it helps them grow faster. Because if you can show them or guide them in creating structure, in having a board of directors who've been their advisors, who can guide them in scaling their organization. Now, if you're a $5 million company and we get them to grow to double their revenue, that's a big impact. They're probably adding 30, 40 jobs, right? So that's, but, you know, it's again, you know, it's very unique. And we thought through that. And in fact, several of our CMs who have successfully have done that have engaged in not only they mentor other companies, but they're also participating in COBA as mentees because they're seeing the other value that we're bringing in, right? So what it shows is that we truly have a value at all life cycles because you never stop learning. There's always more to learn. And we're providing that in a structured manner so that they can be effective. And end result is, like I said, create more wealth, create more jobs, create more entrepreneurs and better society, right?
Now, so, are these best practices? How are you gathering these best practices? Is it localized, like from the experts or the CMs that you have in any given Thai group, or are these kind of universal or global best practices?
Both. We use Lean Startup and customer discovery and other principles that where, you know, entrepreneurship for most, you know, until the last decade was seen as an art form, right? And there's a certain science and repeatable best practices that have been uncovered and starting to be put in practice, learned from the best people. And it's, and Lean Startup is one which has become extremely popular. The other is customer discovery. And we use some elements of that along with experience, mm-hmm. practical experience, and putting that together. And that's really what we bring in into our programs. So any new knowledge, any new scientific approach to doing startups that we can incorporate, we will, and we revise our curriculum as, you know, every year if need be.
Now, as the companies that are attracted to Thai and these startups, are they the kind of software technology model where you're kind of putting a lot of money in to learn something so that you can then scale it dramatically? Or is it more of the traditional, you know, maybe older school businesses? Like we had a guy earlier today we interviewed has a popcorn company. Would that work in Thai?
Absolutely. We are industry agnostic, stage agnostic. And we don't care what type of business you are.
Could right? you help him develop a bacon flavor? He already has spicy barbecue.
See, now you're talking about technology. But in this case, it's food technology, right?
But yes. You understand, though, the question, because in some startups and some accelerator groups are focused on, look, once we crack the code on this, we're going to get, you know, 100 million users or a billion users, and that's what we're shooting for. So we don't care if 99 fail as long as we get that one guy that's going to hit the home run.
So see, as a venture capitalist, that's how I would think. That's what I would look for. But as a not-for-profit, I mean, Thai was created for the purpose of creating. The simple way to look at it is, you know, the entrepreneurs, let's assume entrepreneurship is a game, okay. Right? The expert, if you want to get better at your game, I don't care what role you're playing, whether you're midfield or soccer or tennis. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? You want to play with someone better than you to, so you can pick up the skills and get done.
Right.
And the person who's better than you is helping you and mentoring you along, right? That positive, virtuous relationship is what moves society along. And we are taking that microcosm of that into Thai. And we don't care what sector you are. One of our fastest growing companies in our charter member group sells rugs, right? I mean, he's killing it. And he's doing better than some of our guys are in technology.
Right.
So the point is, like, you know, this popcorn guy, I mean, people eat popcorn. How much popcorn do they consume? I mean, it's a big market.
Right.
Right.
Everybody likes popcorn. Almost everybody.
But from a venture capital, some venture capitals only are looking for these big home run scores, right?
Yeah.
And the Ty helps. It's what I'm hearing is Ty will help somebody if your you know, universe is only to possibly make $1 million a year, or $10 million. That's okay. There's a place for Ty for you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, some people might have a lifestyle business, right? And they're happy making a few a few hundred thousand dollars a year. But if they're passionate about improving their skill and grow their business organically, they don't need funding. That's okay. We welcome them and we work with them.
Right.
Because we have no barriers to anyone at any stage or any kind of business to be involved in Ty.
Right.
They may not, and one of the things we do help companies realize is some of them don't require to take funding, or they're not fundable. They need to think about alternative ways. So looking just for venture capital funding, they look for other ways of financing. That's part of the work that our advisors and our mentors, when you're working with companies, it's an individual decision, a stage in life, different things that come in, and they're getting guidance from people who've been there, done that.
So, Madhu, you're obviously a nice guy. You're obviously a generous guy. Is there also some profitable aspect to this, or is this all about philanthropy and just genuinely wanting to help people out, or is there a capitalistic side to you being involved with this kind of thing?
Yeah, there is a capitalistic side, and that is in terms of we call it ROTI, which is also an Indian bread. But it's return on time invested. And that's very important, because if we are able to see what kind of a transformation we are bringing into the groups that we work with,
mm-hmm.
That's really fulfilling. And so every minute which reflects the 30-odd years of corporate experience that you have, if every minute that you spend with somebody, if it can result in some transformation, then I think you really put that to good use. And that's really what motivates us in terms of getting involved and leading activities here. And some of the most, I would say, fulfilling moments are especially with the high schoolers.
Sure.
When they come in, you know, they're really greenhorns, not shy, not knowing how to talk and communicate with groups. And by the time they finish that program, you saw the presentations.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They are confident youngsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And invariably, we get the comment that their presentations are way superior than most presentations people see at entrepreneurs.
At all these entrepreneur startups. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's really fulfilling.
Right. And even if those kids never make their business into an actual business, the skills they're learning.
Oh, and the confidence.
That's right.
And
any time that trigger is there, you know, they can seize the opportunity
right. And
convert that into a business. And that's right. Really what we have prepared them for.
Right.
Katie Elizabeth, what's your story?
So I'm a program director with Ty. I volunteered for about a year and a half or so before joining the team. Absolutely love it. The TIEX idea was originally mine, and then Madhu and Raj and really took it and evolved it to where it is now. I work with the Thai Young Entrepreneurs as well as TIEX and the SocialX. Our SocialX is similar to the TIEX model, so it's an accelerator, but for people who want to focus on a social business. And we're kicking off the first one on June 10th. So if there's anybody who's listening that would like to join,
a few spots open?
We have a few spots left.
And what do you need? What does a social business mean?
So a social business is a for-profit business model that also fulfills a social mission. So that could be eliminating hunger or, you know, working on literacy, any social cause. You know, it could have to do with animals. Who knows, right? The environment. Doesn't really matter. There's lots of causes. But the point is it's within a for-profit business model, so you're meeting that financial bottom line as well as fulfilling a social mission.
And for the TYE, do you need more kids? You need more corporate
For TYE, our next program will start at the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So any kids, you know, we welcome all kids from all walks of life. Would love to have more kids from Metro Atlanta, from, you know, surrounding suburbs, et cetera.
How many kids did you have last round?
We had about 35. So we have room for between 30 and 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the backstory on you, what did you do before you were doing this?
I was chief marketing officer of Triplingo before, and then previously I was with Blue Earth Network as a sort of business strategy person.
So this is just in your blood, doing this kind of thing, helping other people do this. And you must be just learning a ton hanging out with folks like this, right?
It doesn't get better.
She's a natural. So
so what's next for you guys? What's happening? We just heard from those programs, but what's on the horizon?
Sure. Well, you know, I never get through all my pillars, right? So
let's recap. Pillar 1, 2, 3.
We have TYE. That's our high school students, our mm-hmm. Thai Young Entrepreneurs, Thai Accelerator, which is Thai X for short. That's our other program for any entrepreneur of any age, and on any stage. Then Council of Board Advisors, which is for our profitable companies. And then SocialX, which we just talked about, is again, we look at non-profit, low-profit, anyone who's working on a community to think about how to deliver their services or their mission in improving the social, the community and the social aspects of it by being entrepreneurial, being more effective, right? One of the things is we have a partnership with Dr. Mahmoud Yunus, who is the founder of microcredit, microfinance, and is the Nobel Prize Peace Prize winner. And so our partnership with him and this theme is that, you know, a lot of charities just go out there and ask for money. Several of them shouldn't be charities. Several of them should be run once you take capital, they recycle the capital. They don't have to make a lot of profit, but they're self-sustaining, right? So part of that thesis with the partnership is what we kicked off SocialX. And we are focused on, you know, everyone thinks about microfinance and let's help, entrepreneurs in Africa and poor people in South America or in India or South Asia. We are looking here at solving social issues in our community, in Georgia, in areas. I mean, there are areas of Georgia where there's no fresh food.
Right. Right, or doctors, access to medicine.
Yeah. Medicine, telemedicine, a lot of those.
We don't have to go anywhere else to see third world issues.
Plenty of challenges right here, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
And so we're looking at entrepreneurs who are focused on helping them, and we partnered with, we did a social conference, a business plan competition that we did with Georgia Tech, actually the University System of Georgia last year, where all the different students and different schools came back and presented their social ideas. We mentored them. We work with venture capitalists who actually are trying to fund those ideas. We're also working with philanthropists who are looking at saying, hey, you know, I keep getting asked the same amount of money each year for the same charity. Is there a better model? And helping them figure out how to get their charities or their causes thinking differently, right? So SocialX is essentially giving them that knowledge, the skill set, and access. And over time, we'll bring in the community of investors who look and say, these kind of people that have gone through this program and have been able to refine their program are folks that we want to get engaged with.
I bet investors like to hang out with you guys, don't mm-hmm. they? Because you guys, you're uncovering the new talent and the strong potential companies, right?
Yeah, and it's a new day for pretty much everybody because of the variety of people you meet. Right from youngsters to seasoned entrepreneurs and university professors and corporate execs. I mean, the mix is so rich mm-hmm. That I think everybody gains.
Sure.
And last pillar. I got my last
pillar. Point, man.
Sorry, I want to get this like, and I come and talk to you guys, and we get so excited about so many right. things. Just to get the last pillar, E2E. Just to recap, TYE, Young Students, TIEX, Startups, COBA, Profitable Companies, SocialX, Social Entrepreneurship, and Community Focus. And the last pillar is E2E, it's Enterprise to Entrepreneurs. One of the things is that, you know, to be a successful ecosystem, you have corporate innovators. I mean, corporations have entrepreneurs who are actually making the changes. They're making things happen. And they're adopting new technology, or they have technology that they want to spin out. And so we are facilitating that collaboration with our entrepreneurs, and it's a win-win on both sides. One, the corporations, they get a view into what's happening in the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Sometimes they also use that as a potential recruiting system because they want entrepreneurial folks
right,
coming
they
in.
They want
right?
more brains, right?
More brains, more entrepreneurial folks coming in. That's another avenue. On the flip side, the win for the entrepreneurs is, and the corporations may have IP or technology that they want to spin out and find entrepreneurs to partner with and put that together. And the flip side of it for the entrepreneurs is, you know, I always joke with them. Getting customer revenue is always cheaper than taking investor dollars, right?
Right.
So we are building, I mean, these are people you don't get access to, and we are pulling them into the ecosystem. So you will go very high up, and you don't have to worry about knocking on too many doors. I mean, you make all your efforts, but, you know, we get you to the right person. I mean, we have a gentleman, one of our charter members is a gentleman from Cisco who handles their worldwide software partnerships based out of Atlanta. If you have a software company and that you think Cisco can distribute or sell for you, or there's a use, he's the person to talk to, right? You know, most people don't know who he is. But if you're a Thai member, it's one introduction away. So, but that's the value. That's the power of the E2E pillar, right? And that's one example. And there's several.
Now, is that a challenge, is to get the enterprise size companies open to this? Because there's a lot of bureaucracy in it.
There is, but, you know, there are entrepreneurs. There are folks who are there, right? And they are the drivers of change. And these are the guys who are put on special projects. These are the guys who are doing M&A. These are the guys who are doing acquisitions.
Leading innovation.
Right. They want to do sustainability. They want to do different pieces. This is where they find it, right?
Right.
And the nice thing this fits in is all these pillars work very well together. Like, you know, E2E, there might be a driver, like, you know, for a social cause that Thai could be active in. And here's the interconnect between someone with a social cause and a corporation that has a need. That matchmaking could drive bigger things, right? I mean, you know, Professor Yunus, one of the big sucker stories he talks about is how we work with Danone, which is a French company to do yogurt, that makes yogurt, to infuse it with more vitamins and other things because there was a deficiency in Bangladesh, which is where he's from, to distribute that in Bangladesh, right? You know, very innovative model of dealing with a social issue by getting a corporation to say for a very small incremental cost, they were able to get the nutrients in and improve the health of a region, right? So those are creative ideas that can be explored with all these partnerships together.
Now, I notice in the pillars, you have a pillar for the young people. Is there a component that addresses the universities?
So the universities today fall under TIEX Accelerator. Mm-hmm. We have conversations that are going on how to specifically focus on university students. We find, like, you know, university students, we have done outreaches and other things differently. They tend to fall in one of the buckets, just like they want to do it on their own or they want to go to another accelerator. That is full-time, that all they do is they're an entrepreneur and spend 90 days on it and go that route. Or they come to Thai Accelerator where they want to do it part-time, right?
So, but universities themselves, are they looking to work with you to, you know, kind of jumpstart some sort of an entrepreneurial program?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, some of our charter members are professors at Emory University, Georgia Tech, Tuskegee, several other Georgia State University, and these are professors of entrepreneurship and marketing and all things around our own businesses, right? These are very influential people that teach the MBA classes. These are people that they go to, and they're already in our ecosystem. So what we have done is instead of formally going through, again, anything that's bureaucratic, we look at a bureaucratic organization, but we look for the pockets of light.
The champions,
the sparks inside.
and get them to affiliate with us and work with them.
Right.
And so win-win on all fronts, right? We get a lot of the MBA students coming over.
And
we encourage them to, they learn a lot at the school, but they're also when they come out, their professors are saying, go here, go to a Thai event. And you saw several of them at the ThaiCon we had in April.
Right.
Right. Now, one thing I just want to wrap up is when you talked about, is there a profit motive at Thai?
Yeah.
Right? Thai, when we invite charter members, right, our motto is we tell charter members, the criteria for you is, you become a charter member to give. You actually pay significantly higher dues to give back, right? What we joke about with them is what you get in return is the pleasure of giving, right?
Right.
So it's very unusual because you're mentoring. There's clearly you're helping other entrepreneurs and you think there's a profit motive. It's a missionary organization, not a mercenary organization, right? So we don't look back. If a charter member is looking to get
Right, profit. If they're running a spreadsheet, that's
sure, exactly. If they were looking at getting, then right. then they miss one of the criteria that they're willing but not able. Because if you're willing and able, right. you should be a stage in your life where you don't need to get, right? If you think you're getting, you're not right there yet. So it kind of like defeats the criteria. But culturally, you know, what we talk about is you get the pleasure of working with bright people, the pleasure of working and meeting new friends with like-minded values. And that's what we talk about. There's no financial return. Does business deals get happen? Absolutely. People do business with people they like.
Absolutely.
And no better than when someone of a similar value is giving back. I mean, that natural affinity, you trust people to do business with them, right? That's what you get. And that's the culture of Thai that you experience where everyone gives back.
I felt it, and I've attended one meeting. Right. And I feel, I mean, you guys just, you exude this, you really do. I mean, that really comes across. It's not just a slogan or rhetoric.
Right, and it's so critical in today's economy. The growth of the economy is going to come from entrepreneurs. I mean, we can't wait for the government to solve this, right? It's going to be solved on the, you know, the front lines where people are doing business.
Yeah, it has to be a grassroots
right?
activity.
It's bottom up. It's not top down.
Right. There's never been in history when a government has solved any problems. It's always been entrepreneurs. So right. it out, right?
Well, we just need to be left alone.
So well, and we don't want to keep all of this intelligence, all of this seasoning, all this expertise and wisdom sewed up. We don't want the Madhus of the world only sipping cocktails on the beach. And I mean, it's fantastic that there's a way to tap in.
Well, the good news is we don't have a beach in Atlanta, so we are all here.
So I think it's fantastic that you've created a vessel that the Madhus of the world want to participate in and with, because most people are good people, particularly those that have had that kind of success, that they want to have a vehicle like this to do this kind of work, don't they?
In fact, talking about the Council of Business Advisors, COBA, we have about 80 people who are former execs or entrepreneurs who have been very successful, actually ready to mentor other companies.
Wow.
Really?
And that's 80 within the Atlanta.
So they're ready to do it, and there's
that's
not
right.
the
with
companies.
No expectations.
And for the record, they're not yet charter members. We are slowly going through the process with them.
Right.
Wow. So there's more people looking to help than there are people that are looking to be helped?
Yeah, because the onboarding process takes a fair amount of effort because you need to make sure the selection criteria is good and you have a entrepreneur who is willing to listen and take guidance.
Right.
So,
well, you know what is so attractive to us? Again, we spent the one day you were kind enough to invite us to ThaiCon. And we watched a couple of the presentations.
Right.
And then we went to the rooms where we sat around the round tables, and we sat in on a customer discovery session. We split up a little bit. And, I mean, that was the best 8 hours I've ever invested.
Right.
I mean, I got to believe if you and I, as owners of this business, had an opportunity to participate in something like that, that would be invaluable.
Right. It's a multiplier effect. And
that's
probably what you're trying to achieve, right? That all the moments that you're there is going to be worth more than the time that you're putting in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the connections you build and
the relationships.
Right. And one of the groups that we didn't talk about is our sponsors. And we have several sponsors that support Thai. And their financial support is obviously very critical to
Let's name them so we can send them an invoice. No, I'm kidding. Do name them. All kidding aside, those that come to mind if you want to.
Let me do this. I mean, I think just say if all our sponsors are Thai, we'll thank them. If they're listening on the radio, and you know it's too long of a list. We have about 25, I don't want to leave anyone out. Right?
So now, what do you guys need more of? Do you need more entrepreneurs to get involved? Do you need more of the people that are part of profitable companies to get involved? At what stage are you looking for more?
At all levels. Just give you where we are, right? I mean, Thai Atlanta has been here 15 years, and I think we've done fairly well, for an organization. And being an entrepreneurial organization, sometimes we are too entrepreneurial for our own good, right? So we had to go through and put the infrastructure and other things in place. So we have over 100 charter members today. We are about 300 odd members that are actively participating. We looked at Atlanta and we look at it and say, okay, if you look at Thai from a business perspective on what's your market size and other things, I think from our visibility that we have, there's probably other 150 charter members that should be that will come in. I think that's, we're already seeing that, and we're going to see some huge jumps in our charter member base over the next year or so. And then from the membership, I think there's, you know, at least in any given time, there are 1,000 entrepreneurs that should be involved. And we think there's big room for growth. And so we are, you know, and it's open to all. And so from our perspective, so when you ask me, you know, what do we need? As an organization, we're doing fine. We're doing fantastic, right? But is there always room for growth? Absolutely, on all fronts. And this is like, you know, this is the community helping each other. You know, everyone who wants to help and contribute and be part of it, we grow, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a simple thing. You know, that's it's a virtuous cycle. It's a snowball effect. And fortunately, we have a lot of runway before the snowball gets too big to be unwieldy, right? So given that kind of numbers, we are open to a lot of people. And again, we want people to come and experience, and they should feel that they belong there, right? I mean, if they belong, if they reflect and believe in the values that we have created, then it's the right place to be.
And if they wanted to learn more, is there a website?
Yes, www.tie-atlanta.org.
And then as being a member of the Atlanta chapter, are you also a member of the national and international chapters, or that separate memberships?
So charter members are what are called cross-chapter members. So they are members of they're global. Regular members, because they're subsidized heavily by each of the chapters, and the fees are nominal, right? I mean, our dues have stayed $125 since 98 when we started the organization, right?
It's the best investment against inflation.
It is.
It's like $125 a month.
No, $125 a year.
A year so to be part of Tide. You got to be
$10 a month.
$10 a month. I mean, and students are, it's like $50, and high school students, it costs you nothing, right? I mean, so.
Wow.
So they're heavily subsidized. I mean, our charter members and, you know, pay significantly higher dues. And subsidize a lot of the activity, along with our sponsors who help us execute on this mission. And they're fantastic people, by the way, our sponsors, because they believe in the mission, but for business reasons, they need to get an ROI, and we help them get an ROI because we all spend, our charter members have companies that spend, our member companies spend. So we'd like to channel the profits to the business to people who are helping us do good work.
Sure.
Right? So it's the entire virtuous cycle. So. You know, that's really where, you know, to be a member is a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's been internal debate about increasing our dues because literally if you attend two meetings, you're paid for, you know, you're covered. Everything after that is...
The hard expenses are... Yeah,
it costs us more, you know, after each meeting, and that's the value, right? So, you know, if you attend two meetings a year, you're breaking even.
And what's the rhythm of the meetings? Are they monthly?
Oh, well, now we talk about, like, you know, our programming. So we have, we do about, we meet, there's about 6 to 8 meetings a month, right?
Wow.
So, but our big event every month is our, so TICON, which is our annual event, which is our biggest event. We usually have 400, 500 people show up there, and it's a day of action-packed activities, which you guys experience. Then we have monthly meetings for the remaining 10 months, and the monthly meetings brings the entire membership together, and whoever wants to come in, usually about 100, 150 people are attending. And usually these are done as panel discussions, knowledge sharing. There's networking aspect before the meeting. And also we do our Thai Angel pitch sessions before the meetings. So there are a lot of activity around the monthly meeting that happens, right? Then in parallel, we have each of our Accelerator or TYE, those classes are held on Sundays. Our Accelerator meetings are held on Monday nights. And there's usually, like, you know, some other meeting. There's on average about 2 meetings a week that are happening sometime.
Unbelievable.
Right? And we get different groups, right? So 150, but the Thai Accelerator program, there might be 30 people, you know, about 15, 20 participants, about 10 mentors. Spending about 5-6 hours on a Monday evening, right? Very intense, strong course. You know, so those are the activity. I mean, each of them you go in, there's a unique experience for that. You go to the high school students on Sunday, you'll see 40 kids, other 10 mentors, and you'll see some of the parents who are just curious, hanging around, and learning along with their children.
Right.
Right. So you have like 60 people there on a Sunday afternoon and across, and they drive across town to be there. And we very few people actually miss those meetings.
Right. Right.
So it's just inspiring and energizes you at any meeting that you go to.
That's wonderful. And any entrepreneur would be foolish not to become active in Thai. I mean, it has something for
it's a no-brainer.
For everyone,
for
no matter what stage of, even if you're just considering being an entrepreneur, it's worth the money just to join to check it out to see if it's a fit for you or not. Yeah. Well, thank you all for being part of this. And this, I look forward to this because now we're going to get on a rhythm to have these regular Thai Atlanta.
Yeah, we're going to do this
sessions.
Regularly, right?
Absolutely.
Come in and get caught up, right? Yeah. Another thumbs up from Katie. we didn't let Katie talk that much this time, but we will next. And you know what? Before we sign off, let's do make sure you've got these TYE things coming up. Let's make sure one more time.
Yep, absolutely. So we have the SocialX coming up, starts on June 10th.
Okay.
TYEX is wrapping up. We'll have a next session in a couple of months. And then with TYE, any high school students that want to be a part of it in the coming year, we're accepting applications now.
And then they don't have to have an idea right now. They can just be interested in just kind of conceptually checking it out.
Madhu will give them the idea. Well, Raj will fund it. Katie will make it sexy. And then boom, you're out.
There you go, right? It's that simple.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you all for being part of the show. This is the Thai Atlanta Special Edition, and we will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.